This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Shoppers at Walmart this fall might notice something new on some of the products, a little logo that says it was made by a woman-owned company. Dan Bobkoff reports that backers hope it'll boost small businesses and sales.
The women-owned logo will first appear in a kind of salsa, a line of cosmetics, the smart and sexy brand of underwear, and the household cleaner called CLR. Pamela Prince-Easton heads the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, one of the organizations working with Walmart on the logo.
Women in general, if there's a product that they can tell is a woman-owned product, they'll actually buy that product over the next product.
The organizations will be watching closely to see if the logo affects sales in either direction. Women buy more cosmetics, but CLR skews male. Laura Cray of UC Berkeley says consumers think highly of women-owned businesses.
I think there might be a sense of trust and confidence in the fair dealings of the organization.
Marlene Morris-Towns of Georgetown University says just seeing the logo could get consumers to want to learn more about gender issues in business.
It brings that issue to the forefront and actually makes people look into it and say, well, what is this and why is it important?
Backers are talking to Macy's and Office Depot, too. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.